The mitzvah to lend a Jew money, and in what cases is one obligated to do so? So we know that one of the Taryag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, is a mitzvah to give charity to a Jew, and one of them is also to loan money to a Jew, to help him out in a time of need. In this halacha, we will discuss the specific detail of in which circumstances is one obligated to lend a Jew money who was asking him for money as a loan. So the Alteba brings in the beginning of Hilchas Halva, the laws of loans in Halacha 1, it is a positive biblical command for one who is able to afford it to lend money to a Jew that's in need, to a pauper. And the Alteba continues and says that this applies even if the borrower is wealthy but is in temporary need of cash. There's a lot of assets, but he currently doesn't have cash available. How much do you have to lend him? So the Alteba says you have to lend the Jew as much money as he needs. Now the question is asked regarding whether you must lend money, whether there's a biblical mitzvah, a biblical command to lend money, in a case that the person asking for the money may not use it for actual necessities, or is initially telling you that he needs it for something which in your eyes is not a necessity. He wants to borrow money to take a vacation. Likewise, what's the deal in a case that you don't trust the guy's going to pay you back? Do I have to lend money to somebody who I don't know and I don't trust? So the answer is as follows. The Alteba brings in Hilchos Halva, Halacha 5, also recorded in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Eishin Mishpat, chapter 97, Halacha 4, that if the borrower does not have the means to pay back the loan and does not plan to use this money of the loan to invest in a business that can eventually, emir to Hashem, bring proceeds, bring profit, with which he can use that to pay back the lender, then not only is there no chiv to lend this person the money, but it's even better not to do so. So rules the Alter Rebbe, the Mechaber, and the Pesach. Why? Why shouldn't you lend him? Because if he's going to use his money in a way that he can't pay you back, and he has to pay you back according to Halacha, then by you lending him money, you're causing him to do an Aveira. As when you go back to him and ask him for the money, and he says, I have nothing to pay, and you press him for it, you transgress the Isser of Laisir Leikanaigish. Don't be a debt collector. So the Alter Rebbe says, better avoid the situation to begin with. Don't lend money to a person who's not going to use it for his business and not have the means of paying you back. The Chofetz Chaim in a Sefer Avas Chesed adds, this advice that it's better not to lend him is only in a case where you know that the borrower has no income coming in, doesn't have a job, doesn't own anything that he can sell. But in a case that you know he has expected income coming in, or that he can sell things to make up for the loan, then it's mutter to give him the loan. Even if he uses it for matters that will eat up the money that won't go into a business, into an investment that can then pay you back. Because he can pay you back from his future paycheck or from his sales of his objects. Nevertheless, as a Chafetz Chaim, you're not obligated to lend him money simply on the basis that he'll sell an object, as maybe he won't do so. So to summarize, we learn from this halacha the following fundamental point when it comes to the chiyuv to lend people money. Number one, it depends on what is the person asking for money for. If he's asking for extravagances, for extras, for things that are not necessities, then you have no chiyuv to lend him. The chiyuv is only when it's a need, not an extravagance. It's mutter. If you want, you could lend him. It's your own decision, but you have no chiyuv to do so based on this command of helping another Jew with a loan. Number two, we learn from here, another very important yesod, that the mitzvah in chiyuv to lend another Jew money is only if you trust that he will pay you back. But if you have misgivings towards him, or you don't know him, then you don't have a chiyuv to give him a loan. Now, of course, in general, we have to give a yid a cheskas kashrus, assume that he's trustworthy and honest. And as the Alter Rebbe writes there, if we know, we have reason to suspect that the borrower has this type of nature not to pay back. So certainly somebody who we know or have had experience with in the past that hasn't paid us back, we certainly have no chiyuv to give him a loan at all. The same would apply for a person who we have no idea who he is. Someone shows up at your door and asks you for a loan. That you don't have a chiyuv to give him a loan because you don't know him and he may not pay you back.